worship was designed to put God where he should be, on top, in charge, forefront of our minds. Revelations 19:11 says, "Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Is anybody ready for the Word of God this morning? If you're ready for the Word of God, stand to your feet and give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Father, which are in heaven, we come here hungering and thirsting after your word, Lord. For you are the word, Lord. So I pray, God, that you get me out of the way. That you may be heard. That you may be seen. That somebody may receive a touch here on this morning. That they may leave out different from when they came in, Lord God. They may have came in as victims, Lord God, but let them leave out as victors, Lord Jesus. Let us put you in proper perspective and where you should be. High and lifted up. Now the grass may wither and the flower may fade, but the word of God is forever. So have your way this morning, Father, for we come needing you, hungry and thirsty. And in Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. Hallelujah. Woo. And if you all would turn into your Bibles to Acts chapter 16. Keep that in your spirit. It ain't over. Keep it right. Keep that. That seed was planted. Don't let the enemy pluck it out. It ain't over. Until God says so. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, late in the midnight hours. Acts 16:25. We're going to hear a couple brothers who praised late in the midnight hours. They worshiped in the middle of the night. When you have it, please stand for the reading of the Word of God. If we can stand for the national anthem, surely we can stand for the reading of the Word of God. Acts 16:25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awake from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them And he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. This sermon is called A Lateral Worship Provokes a Horizontal Worship.
Amen.
Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of God.
Wow. Amen.
And if we can stay right there on that last verse for 2 seconds, he said, now, turn my mic down just a tad bit. Thank you. Now, when he had brought them out, when he had brought them into his house, he set before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. Oh, yes, there it is. He had brought them into his house. He set before them and rejoiced. No, he set food before them and rejoiced. He set food before them and rejoiced. 1 minute, he was their enemy. He had them bound in prison. He was watching them and making sure that they did not get out of captivity. You're going to stay right there. Next thing you know, through praise and worship, this same jailer brought them out of prison and put food before them. I remember in Psalms 23, it said, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Here was an instance where that scripture had come true. His enemies brought food to him. His enemies did not, they were no more enemies. Now they were allied to him. Now they were converted through their worship. Well, let's see what happened. He says, but at midnight, somebody say at midnight.
Midnight.
In the middle of the night, in their darkest situation, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
Amen.
How many times do we get in our darkest situation and we pray and sing hymns?
Amen.
Not complain.
Amen.
Not go tell somebody about our problem, Sister Vera. But what we do? We go and we pray to God and we sing hymns. Why do we pray and why do we sing hymns in the middle of the night? Well, it says it. And the prisoners were listening to them because there were others listening to them praise and sing hymns. When they were worshiping, there was others listening and watching them worship because they knew that they were bound and in their darkest hour. Now, these are two men who just got beat. These are two men who just got tied up by the feet and thrown in prison. And instead of crying about it, instead of being victimized about it, instead of telling somebody who could do nothing for them, they went to somebody who can do everything for them. They brought their troubles to the king. And when they brought their troubles to the king, they made the king the king.
Amen.
They put him where he was supposed to be.
Amen.
Above their troubles.
Amen.
He says, if you submit yourself to me, turn from your sins, I will lift you up.
Amen. Come on,
he didn't say that I was going to take your troubles away from you.
Amen.
He said that I will lift you up above your troubles. To where your troubles will still be there, but you will have so much peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. The disciples were on the boat and they were getting carried from one side to the other. And in the middle of the water, right there in the middle, it was a tropical storm. It was called an Arachlodon storm. Anybody ever been in an Arachlodon storm? An Arachlodon storm is a storm that's hitting you from every single side. First here comes this, then comes that. And oh my gosh, my tire is on flat now. I don't know how I'm going to make it to work. They're going to try to fire me. My kids is acting all types of way and they're coming up against me. It's an Arachlodon storm. What do I do? But instead of freaking out, these disciples went down to the belly of the boat. Somebody say, get in the belly of the boat. Hey, sometimes you got to get low. So when they got in the belly of the boat, they woke up Jesus. They went to somebody who could do something about it. This was supernatural. Who can command the winds and who can command the waves? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. So they went and they woke him up. He said, what are you not? Why are you waking me up? You won't be destroyed. I'm in the boat with you. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and God dwells in you? Hey, don't worry, worship. So when he got up and he seen the winds and the waves and he rebuked him, he said, peace be still. But my sanctified imagination, I look at it a little bit different, because how many people know that our God is a warrior? He commands things and they are. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So when he looked up and he said, peace, and the wind stopped, but the waves kept going. Then he said, be still. And a disciple looked at him with terror and they said, who is this? Who is this? Who is this sort of man is this that can command the winds and the waves and they obey him? Your troubles, your dark situation, those evil gimps and imps and whatever you want to call them, they have to obey Jesus. That's right. He said, I inhabits the praise of my people. Do you know that everybody was rejoicing when we were up in here worshiping God? Hallelujah. When we gave that lateral praise, next thing you know, we had a horizontal worship. I want to know how many people in here is not afraid to praise their God and worship their God. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. It takes for you to worship your God that others may worship their God. See, if you understand the power in your worship, you would worship more. But at midnight, in the middle of the dark, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. They were praying and singing hymns to God. When they sung those hymns to God, an earthquake happened and the doors broke open because there was power in the hymns that they sung to God. You don't get that from 106 KMEL. Every idle word will be judged. The time that I spend here on earth, I want to spend it praising God. I want to make some angels in heaven jealous. What type of people are these who have never seen God, yet they worship like they do? They praise him like they do. What happened this morning was supernatural. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly. Ooh, as soon as you start praising and singing hymns, suddenly something happens in the spirit realm that manifests to the natural realm. A great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. What? Everybody wasn't praising, but everybody's chains were broken. Paul and Silas, they were the ones praising and singing hymns. Next thing you know, everybody else who was in prisons, their chains broke. Hey, we got some people in our family and they're in prison and they're bound up and shackled in all types of chains. They got chains of depression. They got chains of self-consciousness. They got chains of stress. They got chains of alcoholism. They got all types of chains. But when they see you praise, when they see you worshiping and singing hymns to God in your darkest hour, next thing you know, it will release them. It will free them up. You say you love people. You love your church. You love your friends. You love your brothers, your sisters. You love your daughters, your sons. You love your wife. So when you're in your darkest hour, praise God and sing hymns and watch all them be loosed. Don't freak out. Faith it out. My goodness, there's power in praise. Amen. There's power in this worship. Amen. Immediately the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose, and the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. For one, he was asleep. And when his eyes were opened through your praise, others' eyes are open. He woke up and he seen that he had no more power against them because all the doors were open. They no longer were bound in chains. And when that happened, he was going to kill himself. Why? Because he did not know the Jesus that we had. He did not know that it wasn't over till God said so. He didn't know that. So instead, they cried out with a loud voice and told him, "We still here. We still here. You don't have to kill yourself." And because of that obedience, next thing you know, he wanted to know who their God was. Because they showed him mercy. Because they gave him grace, something that you did not. You beat me all night long. You threw me in here because I was praising my God. And now my God saved me. I should just leave and have you deal with Caesar yourself. And have that judgment that you tried to inflict on me. See, what happened at me at work was crazy. I've been through some stuff since last time I've been behind this pulpit. And I had worked 107 hours. I know, right? I need to rest. They didn't even pay me for half of that. Look, exactly, As hard as I was working. And then next thing you know, I was like, God'll work it out. But how many people know that people around me were saying, man, so-and-so, she acted a fool the other day because they didn't pay her money and she got her money. If I was you, I wouldn't take that. Ooh, do y'all know that started going on through my head? I started imagining myself in front of the supervisor like, hey, I need my money. I don't know. See, and that's the thing because, you know, we talk about principalities, principles. You know what I mean? And you know, it's the principality about the thing. But, hey, that's the world's principle. That's not God's principle. Now that you are a new creation, you have different principles. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities. Amen. It's principalities. Are you going to live by the world's principalities? Are you going to live by God's principalities? So, do you know everybody was watching me? Everybody was giving me advice at work? oh, you need to go file a grievance. I'll sue everybody and have all types of money. But I said, God will work it out. God is in control. You guys know, you know how it is when you're at school or when you're at work, you're afraid to say Jesus. Are you afraid to say God? Are you afraid to talk churchy? I'm not. I said, God will work it out. And instead of turning something from something small and exalting it to something great, it stayed small. And all I had to do was call payroll. And they said, you know what? You're right. Let us give you a check right now. It was 2 weeks later, but I got my money. But check this out. This is what was more important and more valuable than the money. My character wasn't tarnished. Now, when I tell them I'm a child of the King, they believe it. Because your walk is your loudest ministry.
Your fruit.
Okay, he said, you know the tree by its fruit. You know the tree by its fruit. They know you by your fruit, not by what you, not by you coming to church.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I went to church. Pastor Golden said it. He said, let's change our language.
Amen. Come on now.
We didn't go to church. We are the church.
Amen.
You got to be the church. I'm telling you, work was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because you know what happened? This person that I got to be at church, when I smile at everybody, how you doing, sister? How you doing? It's meet and greet. So everybody go and encourage one another. That person, I had to take that out to people who don't like me. I had to take that out to people who are trying to put a hole in my boat to make it look like theirs is floating. Paul and Silas had to continue to praise, and they had to continue to sing hymns to God.
Amen.
Even after getting beaten.
Amen. Amen.
Even after getting thrown in prison, and it wasn't even their fault.
Yes, sir.
And they were telling the truth. Is anybody willing to face persecution for telling the truth?
Amen. Every day.
God showed me. God showed me. He said, you're going to face persecution for something.
Amen.
You might as well face persecution for my name's sake.
Every day.
Because there's promise with that.
Every day.
I know that when I face persecution for Christ's name's sake, others will be saved. Others will no longer see me, but then they will see God. And that's what they need to see.
Yes, sir.
Because no man has ever seen God. But then they see God through you.
Amen.
See, I have created you for my glory.
Yes,
what is God's glory?
Amen.
God's glory is the beauty of God. But we're not talking about having a haircut. No, I didn't have a haircut today. No, I'm sorry. I didn't have enough time. But that's not what shines. That's not what attractive. That's not why people are looking at me right now.
Come on, man.
It has to do. The glory of God is the attributes of God.
Come on,
it's the fruits of the Spirit.
Love.
Long-suffering. Patience. With peace.
Peace.
When people see that in you, they see God. Now you're doing what you were created to do. A lot of people go around this entire life wondering, why am I here? What is my purpose?
Amen.
Your purpose is to glorify God.
Amen.
I don't care if you sing. I don't care if you dance. I don't care if you fix automobiles. I don't care if you do makeup. Whatever you do it all to the glory of. Hey, look, the doors were open.
Yes, sir.
Everybody could have ran out.
Yes, sir.
Everybody could have left, but he said, we're all here.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't just Paul and Silas who stayed. Everybody stayed. Because when they praised God, the Holy Spirit came in there and inhabited their praise. And do you know how good it feels to be in the presence of God? They didn't want to go nowhere. They didn't want. They were in prison, but they were. They had a peace that surpassed all understanding. So now you know that when you face trials and tribulations, not if, when you face trials and tribulations, count it all joy. And you can only do that if you worship God.
Amen.
When you face trials and tribulations. That's what glorifies him the most. Because everybody are watching you when you're in your darkest hour. They want to see what you're going to say. They want to see the countenance on your face. What is your disposition? All the doors were open. They had two doors. Are you going to worship? Or are you going to worry? Which door will you choose? And they had all these doors open. But instead of taking one, come on, let's go. They stayed right here so that they could worship. Because they were changed in the presence of God. That jailer, he was changed in the presence of God. He said, what might I do to be saved? They said, believe in Jesus. Your whole household would be saved. Did they all have to believe in Jesus? Well, when he was caught on fire, it was up to him to catch his household on fire. That's how it works. I don't care what everybody else is doing in your household. I don't care what your cousins do at the family gatherings. I don't care what happens. You represent Christ. And your whole household will be saved. We are Christians. Christians means Christ-like. To be Christ-like. We've seen Meshach, Shamrach, and Abednego. They got thrown in a fiery furnace. They fell down and they were bound all the way from their head all the way down to their feet, but they couldn't shut their mouths. And they said, even if God doesn't if he doesn't rescue me from this fiery furnace, I still will not bow down to your golden image. But I know that my God is able. How many people know that God is able?
Hallelujah.
He's able.
Hallelujah.
I don't care. If he don't change your situation, he's able. And he says, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So since he did it accordingly, so since he did not take me out of this situation, he's gonna make it work out for my good.
Amen.
So I don't know what he's doing.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen.
Some things we don't know, but I know that he's making me better.
Amen.
He's changing me, and it's working my character. And my character, perseverance. Perseverance, patience. It's making me mature. Whatever, because God uses fire. Refining fire to clean us, to purify us. So when you have gold and it has some impurities in it, what they do is they take the goldsmith, he takes fire, and then next thing you know, the impurities rise to the top.
Amen.
See, and then you're able to scoop them out. So when you're going through your stressful and your hard situation, next thing you know, shoot, some people cuss. Some people resort to alcohol.
Come on, no.
It's not a bad thing. It's working out for your good. Now you see what I do, how I react in this situation. Those are the impurities. Now I can run to God and say, God, scoop those things out of me.
Yeah.
This time when I go through the fire, don't let me cuss nobody out.
Yeah.
This time when I go to the fire, don't let me victimize myself. This time when I go through the fire, let me praise and sing hymns to my God, because worship is my weapon. Amen. The hour is far spent. But I do believe that we have a better understanding of how powerful worship is. We have a better understanding that our lateral praise invokes others to worship all around us. We have to understand that it's not about us. Jesus, he went to that cross and he said, when I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. When you're going through your darkest hour, lift up God. When you're going through your problems, your trial, your tribulation, lift up God. Because then you have an understanding that that problem, that trial, that tribulation wasn't about you. It was about everybody who was around you. This is only a test. Paul and Silas, they were... It was a great demonstration on how praise and singing hymns to God are powerful, and it invokes the power of God. See, we aren't supposed to just be religious, but we're supposed to be demonstrations of God's power. Amen. Are you willing to be a demonstration of God's
Hallelujah.
Power?
Hallelujah.
That may take being beat.
Amen.
That may take being humble. When you know you're right. I remember Pastor told us one time, this really challenged me. He says, humble is to say sorry even if you're not wrong. He said, pursue peace and be holy. Pursue peace and be holy. That means you got to pursue it. I tried to apologize. They wouldn't answer their phone. Call them again. You know how we do. Pursue peace and be holy. Now, I'm going to close. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. I'm going to close with this. This is worshiping in truth. They worshiped in the spirit. We're going to worship in truth now. Is this helping anybody?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Mm.
It's going to be Romans chapter 12, and we're going to start with verse 1. We're going to start and finish with verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
He said, I beseech you, therefore. He said, I plead to you. I urge you. I beg you. He humbled himself. I'm begging you, therefore, which means because I'm urging you, because I'm pleading to you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. When you're at school, I beg you, to present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. I don't care if it is your teacher. He was their jailer. Sometimes they look a little low of us. But they need to be saved too. You're at work. Present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, behind your house walls. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Which is your reasonable service. Okay, so why is that your reasonable service? Because the very first line, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. He gave you mercy. Every time you breathe, you got mercy. Every heartbeat, he created you. God created you. Give your life to him. The devil didn't create you. Your friends didn't create you. Your employer didn't create you. I don't care how much money he's paying you. You don't do what he wants you to do. You do what God wants you to do. You present yourself a living sacrifice. What does that mean? That means that some of the things, the desires that I want to do, Oh, that's just how I am. I talk like that. Oh, it's just a TV show. That's just what I watch. It's no big deal. Everybody watching it. It's just music. It's no big deal. It's fun. Let's dance like this. It's fun. Let's wear this. Everybody's wearing it. That's the clothing industry. But all at the same time, are you thinking like, are you presenting yourself a holy sacrifice? Are you causing your brother to stumble? You were created to glorify God. Are you glorifying God right now with that song? Are you glorifying God with that dance? Thank you, God, because you're talking to me. Pastors aren't exempt. And this is true worship. Not to say that I went to church, but to be the church. Let God take you over. God, change my desires. Change my desires. Allow me to desire what you want me to desire, Lord. Please. Allow me to hate what you hate. Allow me to love what you love. For I won't be satisfied till I'm there with you in heaven. Till I see your face, I won't be satisfied. Our satisfaction is in God. Don't stop. Don't be like, I've been doing this for what, 10 years? I can't stop here because I'm not done. It ain't over. Till God says so. You keep striving towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, until the bitter end. Do not compromise. Do not give up. Do not take your hand off the plow. Keep going forward. God has a future and a plan for you, and it's of good. Somebody say, it's of good. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank